This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have another returning guest. I'm excited to have him back on here. You know, they're moving into more of a conventional biotech position, if you will. We're talking no other than United Cannabis Corporation. They trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol CNAB. And with us today is Ernie Blackman. Ernie, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me today, Everett.
Hey, give my listeners a little bit about statement of who you guys are and what you do.
Yeah, absolutely. So United Cannabis is a company that owns intellectual property based around phytotherapeutic medicines. And so phytotherapeutic are compounds that come from plants, so it's very naturally based, very friendly on the body. Our cannabis line specifically mimics some of the chemicals that your brain already makes inside of your endocannabinoid system and helps your central nervous system speak to your immune system and reach homeostasis. We've also recently moved into the conventional biotech industry, like what you mentioned before, with another polymolecular botanical drug, and that one is going to be used to mitigate the symptoms or the chemotherapy side effects. It's also going to be used for inflammation on things like rheumatoid arthritis, and then specifically for anti-tumor effects in brain tumors.
You know, recently you guys did an acquisition of Prana Therapeutics. Give us a little bit of update. Why did you acquire that?
Absolutely. So we've been working with Dr. Reynolds for years. He's helped us quite a bit on our formulations and on the way we use our cannabinoid therapies. And we joked with him a long time ago and said, you know, one day either we're going to end up acquiring your company or you're going to end up acquiring ours. And the former is what happened. So we just decided that there's a lot of synergies between our two medicines. We're both dealing with polymolecular phytotherapeutics, which are using plant-based compounds to alleviate or to treat multiple different indications across a plethora of ailments. And, you know, it fits right exactly into what United Cannabis is all about. We're looking to further plant-based medicine. We're looking for treatments that are better on the body with less side effects. And so it really just fell into our lap, and we decided to move forward with it.
When do you think that either the U.S. government or some sort of agency, the FDA, will come out and say that cannabinoids heals certain properties in the body?
Well, I think in some ways they really already have. So shortly after they started the war on drugs back in the Nixon administration, immediately the U.S. government actually filed a patent on cannabis for anti-inflammatory effects. So they've known all the way back then that it works. You're starting to see some rumblings from the American Cancer Society and from the CDC and whatnot, talking about anti-tumor effects and whatnot. You're certainly seeing the FDA is about to approve GW Pharmaceuticals drug for epileptic and anti-seizure. So I think we're very close. It's a little bit more difficult this go around with the current administration in place. You know, Jeff Sessions is a longtime drug warrior and very anti-cannabis. So, you know, we have to dodge around a few extra hurdles and whatnot there. But I really think it really speaks for itself. The science does. And it's difficult to say no when you've got this many people seeing the kind of effects they're seeing right now.
Do you think these small biotech cannabis companies such as yours are way ahead of the curve line when it comes to traditional pharmaceuticals? And when do you think they'll actually come into the ball game? And probably they'll come out and buy out a lot of these companies, don't you think?
Yeah, I would say certainly the more robust your patent line is and the more robust your drug pipeline is, the more likely some of these big pharmaceutical companies are to jump in and want to either partner or possibly acquire. I think that especially for the American companies and for the companies that are based in the United States, that you probably need to see a rescheduling or a descheduling by the FDA.
Absolutely.
For them to feel comfortable moving full blown into this space. But, you know, it's happening around them. There's other companies around the world, such as GW that I mentioned earlier, that are doing it. There's a lot of smaller companies coming out and doing it. And several of the large companies already use synthetic THC for different effects, but it really doesn't work the same way that the entourage effect does. So I think we're close. but just not quite there yet.
You know, you guys have a new product out. I want you to talk about a little bit. I believe it's Epidurafram. And what is that going to do for many, many of people who are going through a lot of difficulty, especially when they go through chemo and stuff like that? And how big of an impact do you think the drug is going to have on the environment and how big, you know, financially?
Well, I think that if you start looking at the type of people it can touch, you've got 80,000 new brain tumors every year. You've got 650,000 people a year doing chemotherapy, and this is just in the United States. And it's alleviating some of the side effects of chemotherapy and even being shown in their rat models to allow the chemotherapy to work better on the patient. So I think it could have great effects. There's not a lot of arrows in the quiver for doctors that are looking to work on these particular ailments. And I think Epidiaphragm by itself, and then eventually the synergies you're going to see between that drug and the cannabinoid therapies that we're bringing out are going to be significant.
You guys are moving more to a conventional biotech company, it seems like, right?
Yeah, I would say we really are. I mean, we never really wanted to be pigeonholed into one thing. We got into cannabis because that's what we're good at. But I think that being one of the first companies to go the other direction, like I said earlier, you've seen several of the larger companies start in conventional biotech and then start looking at cannabinoid therapies, even though most of those are using synthetics. But you really haven't seen anybody in cannabis move in the other direction. And I think it's really going to open up a wealth of mind talent and the type of doctors that we're talking to now at large universities and well-respected universities that have really been difficult to get onto the cannabis train, but coming at them from a different direction. And then I think eventually being able to show them the synergistic effects will really open up a lot of avenues for both sides of our company.
You know, you guys have been spending some time down there in Jamaica. Recently, you got an approval of your CBD products in Jamaica. Can you bring us up to speed on that?
Yeah, absolutely. So we felt like that was really huge. That gives us the ability to manufacture and then export the medicines from Jamaica. You know, like we talked about earlier, it's a common theme in all my conversations with the current administration. Let's just say CBD products in the United States are working kind of in a gray area. So for us, anywhere where we can look to expand outside of cannabis in the United States with the difficulties with the federal government, we feel like it's alleviating risk for our shareholders and opening up additional markets. Because from Jamaica, anywhere that somebody can get an import certificate, we can now export to them. And from our hemp facilities in the United States, that's just not an option.
Wow. Well, that sounds like a game changer for me.
I think so. It's really with our products and with the efficacy we've seen and the different ailments we can touch just with our CBD with hemp terpenes, which is what our hemp products are, then we feel like we've really opened up the rest of the world. We plan on expanding our operations into New Zealand, Australia, the Philippines, and originally that'll be through export from Jamaica.
With me today is United Cannabis Corporation CEO and President Ernie Blackman. While they trade on the OTCQB, ticker symbol CNAB, their float's around 15.2 million shares out there. Herbal Biotech Pathways Labs in Puerto Rico, what can you tell us about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So what we did in Puerto Rico is we partnered with a very experienced businessman down there. He's experienced in building. He actually built out most of the Walgreens on the island, and he built a pharmaceutical lab with a ISO-rated grow and tissue culture lab. So that's the type of partner we're really looking to work with, and what we're supplying is that cannabis knowledge. So we're supplying genetics, products, SOPs, manufacturing processes, GMPs. I mean, everything it really takes soup to nuts from the plant to the patient. We're going to supply our Act Now program, which is our HIPAA compliant EHR software system, with our team of nurses and doctors that then help to really build a program based around a patient, their lifestyle, what drugs they're on. And they're just the right partner for the right place. So we're very excited about that. They're in the final stages now of being handed their licenses in Puerto Rico. And I would say we would see sales there in the third quarter.
Wow. You know, speaking of sales, revenues of your company in 2014 was $186,000. 2015, you did about 300% more. It went to $562,000. And 2016, you did $715,000. My question is, what kind of goals and expectations do you have for the rest of the year in 2017?
I would think that we would like to get somewhere near double last year by the time the year's up. It could be a little bit more. It could be a little bit less. But, you know, if we stay on that kind of path, our partnership with Advaita out in California is really helping to drive those revenue figures. Originally, we were manufacturing under a license and under a partnership with Harborside. And what we've done is actually built a lab out there where our partner, our CTO, Tony Vizura, owns a lab on the ground. And then they manufacture Prana products, and that's actually opened us up to selling to the entire state of California. So California is the largest market in the world. Sales out there are progressing very, very quickly. We're really excited about the direction that that's going. And yeah, so we're looking for some pretty good revenue figures through the end of the year.
Ernie Blackman's our guest today. He's the president and CEO of United Cannabis Corporation, trade on the OTCQB. Ticker symbol CNAB. In closing, Ernie, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to get out to the listeners?
No, I think we touched on basically everything. I think just with the current plan that we have, we're looking at short, medium, and long-term goals. And in the short term, we're going to expand our California operations. In the medium term, we're opening up Jamaica for around the world CBD sales and eventually also THC sales throughout the entire Prana line. And then I think long term, we're looking at clinical trials and going down that conventional pharmaceutical path. So we feel like we're really positioned to compete well, not only in cannabis, but also in the conventional biotech and give our shareholders a lot of blue sky.
Absolutely. Ernie, I want to thank you for coming on the show. It's always a pleasure. I hope that you come back on the show in about 45 to 50 days and give us another update of what's going on down there in Jamaica and Puerto Rico. Again, I wish you nothing but continued success.
You got it, Everett. Thanks for having me on today.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.